This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 108, on location at Lush for Lavender's 2018 Pride Kickoff Score Thursday. TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at Lush for the 2018 Pride edition of Score Thursday, and I'm here with
Linda Raines.
Linda, it's been a while since you've been on the podcast. Great to have you back on.
Oh, it's always awesome, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me about this event we're having tonight.
Okay, so the event tonight is it's a historic event. It's bringing together the Twin Cities gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender sporting groups along with the professional groups. We've got the Twins here. We've got the Wild. We've got the Vikings, Minnesota United, United FC Football Club. So yeah, it's just a great event, bringing together all the sporting groups in the Twin Cities area.
Yeah, and Thursdays are big pretty much all year round for Lavender.
They are. We have great events. We've got an event coming up every first Thursday of every month. So different locations. So check out lavendermagazine.com and find out where we're going to be next month. We'll actually be at Nicolette Diner, and instead of a first Thursday, it's going to be the second Thursday of the month in July to accommodate people who are out of town for the 4th of July holiday.
A second Thursday edition of First Thursday.
A second Thursday edition.
Well, fantastic. Thanks. Great to see you as always. Good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Happy Pride, everyone.
TC Pride Podcast. We're on location at Lush for the 2018 Pride edition of Score Thursday, and I am here with
Travian White for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, what are the Vikings up to at the event today?
So we have a booth set up where we're giving out some great prizes. We have our Skull Pride t-shirts, as well as giving the fans a chance to win an autographed helmet from one of our current players. We're just happy to, you know, be supporting the cause and, you know, have a presence out here. And we actually just had a LGBTQ event today, a summit. And so we're just, you know, extending our support to the community and just having a great time out here today.
Yeah, tell me more about the summit. That was a big deal.
So the summit, we had various panelists come through, as well as some of our management and leadership. You know, we really wanted to embrace the community, elevate inclusion within our organization, as well as throughout the NFL. So it was a great turnout, many great people from the community, as well as, you know, within our internal organization. So we just had a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to, you know, continuing that for the years to come.
And tell me about some of the stuff you're giving away here. Tell me about these stickers here. These are pretty cool. I haven't seen these before.
Okay, awesome. So we have Skull Pride stickers, which is basically like eye black, just like our players wear. It'll help block out the sun. So, you know, we encourage people to, you know, wear it to the parade, as well as, you know, if they're in different sporting events. You know, it's just a way to, you know, show their pride, not only for the team, but for their community as well. So, you know, we just love the support. You know, we love to give back to the community as well.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time. And where can people find the Vikings schedule and find out everything about the Vikings online?
You can find the Vikings schedule and more about the team on www.vikings.com. You know, we're looking forward to a great season this year. We hope to have as much support from the community as possible.
Thanks so much. Good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Whitney Fisher with the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx. Yeah, so the Timberwolves and Lynx, we're really excited to have a Pride night every year. This past season for the Timberwolves was our first Pride night in March, and we were really excited to bring that out. And for the Lynx, we've had one every year now for a long time. It's very established, and we're just trying to have one at the Timberwolves every year as well. We really pride ourselves on being in a very inclusive organization, having as many people out as possible from all walks of life, and so we're just really excited to be here.
Yeah, so the Pride Night game was this past weekend. You honored several people, including Quorum as the nonprofit of the game. Tell me a little about the game for people who missed it.
Yeah, so the game is awesome. We have, during the game, we have a lot of in-element Pride elements. We offer different Pride giveaways and different shirts to purchase. We also honored Quorum at halftime, I believe. We had Twin Cities Pride out, Lavender Pride out. We're really excited. We have our players talk about what Pride means to them. Our players are very involved in the community. And then after the game, we also had a really fun Pride party at Kieran's Pub, where we had over 100 people come and celebrate Pride with drink specials and silent auctions to raise money for Twin Cities Pride. It was really special.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on with the organization over Pride season, but this is all year round. This is all year round that the organization is out there supporting diversity and inclusion.
Yeah, definitely. We like to do different events all year round. We're involved in Lavender and Twin Cities Pride all year round. Specifically the Lynx, we have different, a big sense of community at our games all year round too. And then with the Timberwolves being in the winter season, we want to continue that as well. So it's been a really good run.
Thanks so much for your time. Thank you for all the work you do in the community, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Ryan Adams. I'm with the Grey Ducks. So the Grey Ducks are Minnesota's largest LGBT soccer club. So we're known to be the biggest and the most competitive, and we're heading to Paris in a few weeks to become the best team in the world, hopefully. So we're going to compete against teams in the UK, Argentina, and elsewhere. It's our first tournament. We're a young organization. We started in 2017. We're 150 people plus. We do identify as LGBT and allied. So we have about 100 allies that are part of our club. We have over 50 LGBT players.
I know soccer is big in the news right now. There's a lot going on in the soccer world. I know soccer keeps continuing to get more popular here in the States. It's a big deal over there in Europe.
Absolutely. So the team from the UK, Stonewall, prides themselves as being the number one team in the world for gay soccer. They make YouTube videos. They have some great sponsors. So no team from the U.S. has won the Division I in over 20 years. So we're hoping to be that team.
It's time for everything.
Absolutely. And so this is our first year not playing soccer on Pride. So I imagine the guys and gals that are normally playing are just going to enjoy the festivities for a change. But beyond that, we're out here. We were at the Vikings TCO Performance Center this morning as part of the LGBTQ Summit. And then now we're here today promoting what we love. So we love showing our live feeds, live Facebook. So the Minnesota Grey Ducks on Facebook. Our website is greyducks.com, and we spell it G-R-A-Y, more like a Minnesota way, instead of like the English way. And obviously Grey Ducks is a big play on the Minnesota tradition of sitting in a circle and doing duck, duck, Grey Duck.
Yeah, you know, I figured out recently that that's a Minnesota, that's a very Minnesota thing.
Absolutely. We tell other gay soccer clubs about it, they're like, it makes no sense to us. Like, we just get more adjectives. Thanks, happy Pride.
Alina Jasinski from the Minnesota Wild. So right now we're here supporting the LGBT community. We're going to hopefully have a Pride night later this season in February, so we're excited about that. And as everyone knows, we support the Hockey is for Everyone. So
tell me about the t-shirts. Those are new t-shirts.
These are new t-shirts this year. So I wish we had them here because everyone wants to buy one, but unfortunately we don't. I know we will have them at the parade, or you can buy them at the Hockey Lodge as well.
So for people listening to the podcast, can you kind of describe the design a little bit?
Yeah, so it's our Wild logo, and then in the inside of the Wild logo is kind of the red, orange, yellow, green, blue. It's like the rainbow inside of the flag. So yeah, we brought a couple things for giveaways. This is our ice, you know, sticker cling for your car, and we'll love your melon hat, which is one of our huge nights, and then also kind of a bag that you can use for various things like toiletries or something like that. So.
Hats look really warm. I don't know that they'd be that useful right now, but in a couple months, I'm sure they will be.
Exactly. So, thank you.
Andrew from the Minnesota Twins.
And the Twins have supported diversity and inclusion in a big way this year.
Oh, yes. We have the Pride Night coming up on Monday, July 9th. So make sure you come out to twinsbaseball.com/pride. Every ticket on that site comes with a Twins hat, Twins Pride hat, I should say. So it's always fun, and then we'll be there at the Pride Festival this weekend.
And, of course, we've also talked about it's not just Pride season. It's not just one day. It's not just one month of the year. It's 365.
Oh, no, absolutely. We definitely support the community, and we do what we can to help support them in any way possible. I know we've worked with a lot of businesses, a lot of different organizations to help promote Pride and diversity in the Twin Cities.
What are you doing at the event today? What do you got? Looks like you got some fun stuff to give away.
Oh, we're passing out some flyers, some Celebrate Diversity pins and everything, so it's always fun to meet people. I love it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Sarah Lekowicz.
And who are you here with today?
I'm with the Northern Lights Women's Softball League.
Tell me about the league.
Well, our league, been around since the 80s. We welcome anyone who's ever identified as a woman. We play on Sunday nights over in St. Paul, Dunning Fields. Always looking to bring in some new teams. You can find us online at Northern Lights Women's Softball League. Just Google that. You can email me and I can get you information on how to join, and you're always welcome to come down and hang out.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Happy Pride. Enjoy the weekend.
Pride.
Elliot. I'm with Stonewall Kickball Minneapolis. Stonewall Kickball is an all-inclusive kickball league. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of different skill levels, so come as you are. We're anti-bullying, all-inclusive, like I said. We play a couple seasons a year. We've been here since 2016, and it's a ton of fun. At Pride, we have a booth in the park. We'll be on Gay Sports Row, as we call it. You can sign up there. You can kick around some balls. Come and meet some of the captains. There's a ton of people. And don't worry about if you don't have a team. You can come as a free agent. So you can join any team. You can join with a group of four friends. Or if there's eight of you that want to join the team, we can find a team for you. So
great opportunities for everybody to get involved. Where can people go to find out about the league and everything going on the rest of the year?
So you can come find us on Facebook, Stonewall Kickball Minneapolis, or StonewallMinneapolis.org. StonewallMinneapolis.org.
Thanks for your time. Happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Leah Byrne.
Ann Heyman.
Visit Duluth. So we are here promoting Duluth. We love our friends in the Twin Cities, and we love Lavender and getting the word out about Duluth. So we're here to promote Duluth.
Lots of people are stopping by and telling us how much they love Duluth and asking questions. What's your favorite thing to do? What's your favorite hotel? Your favorite restaurant in town? So we're just kind of chatting with them, giving us some suggestions, showing our Duluth pride.
We've heard a lot about people loving Duluth Superior Pride Festival, so we love to help promote that. That's always over Labor Day weekend, and we love to see our Twin Cities fans come up to Duluth for that event. But for real, we love everyone. You are always welcome in Duluth. We have lots to see, lots to do. The Lake Superior is beautiful, so come on up, go on the lake walk, and check out all our great dining, breweries, distilleries, and all the other attractions and fun things we have.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the brewery scene, they're not messing around up there. They mean business.
They mean business. Lots of lovely, delightful, refreshing brews right now. I mean, lots of anything you can imagine. I haven't even been out and checked of all the beers out yet, so...
Lots of new ones popping up, and we've got some great... Bent Paddle just expanded their tap room, and so they've got an awesome new space, and there's just so much going on the beer scene, even up the shore a little bit. We got lots, so come check it out.
www.visitduluth.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brett Fraser.
And who are you with today?
TC Jack Soccer Club. So we're Minnesota's first LGBTQ soccer club. And so we formed because we realized that there were not a lot of opportunities for people to feel comfortable playing soccer. There's a lot of homophobia in soccer especially. And so we formed our own organization to play, and it just started up as pickup games in the park, and then now we play internationally. So
there's some big things going on in the soccer world this year. Has that helped you get the word out at all?
It definitely does. Actually, Minnesota United has been a partner with us from very early on. We've been partnering with Minnesota United for the last 4 years. And so even before they had a roster, they were very, very adamant about the fact that they wanted to have a Pride match, and they wanted us involved in that. And so we get to play a little like friendly, short-sighted game right before the match, which is so fun. And then we have been involved in every planning stage of it as well. So we're definitely recruiting lots of people because we're always looking to expand and have more women in sport, more trans people in sport. We've got a lot of guys, but we're always looking to add more women's teams or co-ed teams. So yeah, so the easiest thing is always to go to tcjacks.org, and it has all of our information. We also have a club page and a page on Facebook as well. Happy Pride.
Tom Cool from TCGSL. It stands for Twin Cities Good Times Softball League.
And they've been around for a while now.
That we are in our 40th season this year.
Yeah, that's a long time. So what can you tell people about the organization that they might not know?
We were voted the best softball league in the Twin Cities last year by WCCO. We are one of the largest teams in NAGA, which is the North American Gay Amateur Athletic Association in North America. So we're the third largest league in North America. In this league, we have nearly 600 athletes, and we have a fun time playing softball.
So I imagine it's competitive, but it's also just it's right in the name, right? Just a good time.
Anybody can come if you want to be competitive, if you're just showing up to have fun. We have teams that will span every type of competition you could have.
And what do you have going on over the weekend here over Pride season that you want people to know about?
You know, some of our teams are actually running fundraisers at the Eagle running the beer tent. So we have teams represented there, we'll all be out around having fun all around town.
Yeah, doing the fundraising, getting the word out, building awareness, that kind of thing. That's important to do this weekend too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where can people go to find out everything they need to know online?
TCGSL.org.
Colin Smith. I'm the president of the North Star Gay Rodeo Association. We've been around here for 28 years. We are a nonprofit, and this year we are putting on the North Star Regional Rodeo, July 27th through the 29th. At the Dead Broke Arena in Hugo, Minnesota, and evening events at the Saloon.
Yeah, and I understand the rodeo has raised a lot of money for various nonprofits over the years.
That is correct. This year, our charity partner is the Aliveness Project. Well, we're going to have a dance tent at Pride, and we're very excited about that. And we'll have horses in the parade, as usual, and we're always excited to wave at the crowds.
Yeah. And so where can people find out more about what the organization is doing the rest of the year round?
Well, we're obviously on Facebook, like most of us, but we also are online at www.nsgra.org. And one thing I'm kind of excited about also with the Pride connection is our Grand Marshal is none other than Dot Belsler, who is the Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride. So we're really excited to be able to thank her and Pride for their partnership with us over the many years.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for all you do in the community. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Joe Thorson. I'm with the Mayhem Rugby Football Club. So the Minneapolis Mayhem Rugby Football Club is your local inclusive rugby club. We were started by a group of gay guys who wanted to play rugby about 12 years ago. We have participated in a number of local and international tournaments. We're all about teaching people how to play rugby and getting out there and having fun. Twin Cities Pride is our biggest recruiting event of the year. We have a big presence down at the park. You can come down and see us at our booth. It's G40 on Saturday. We're there from 8 to 6. On Saturday night, we're planning on being at the Minneapolis Eagle for a meet and greet. Don't make it down to the park on Saturday. Come see us at the Eagle. On Sunday, we've got a really big day planned. We're in the parade. Come down and see the parade. It starts at 11, goes till 2, and then at 3 o'clock down at Loring Park, we're going to be having an exhibition match. Our first match is our annual dress match. The guys dress up in dresses that they've found throughout the year, and then after that match, we will have another match where it's balls to the wall. We're just going to get out there and hit each other. Come out and see us.
So you said the mayhem has been around for about 12 years. Rugby has just exploded in that time.
You know, we're really lucky to be exploding with it. Our club started in Minnesota when rugby wasn't that big of a deal. It's gotten really big. We just got back from a huge international tournament in Amsterdam. The Bingham Cup is the largest rugby event in the world, and it's all gay rugby. Teams from across the world. The Mayhem hosted the Bingham Cup in 2010, and since then it's just gotten bigger and better. In 2 years, the Bingham Cup will be either in Ottawa or in Argentina. We don't know yet, but it's coming back to North America in 2 years. If you want to be part of it, hit us up. We're at mayhemrfc.org. Happy Pride!
Chris Llewellyn Otten. I'm with Minnesota Gay Flag Football League. So this is our first year. We're a non-tackle co-ed flag football league. We'll have a 7-on-7. We're trying to have 8 teams this year. I played in Boston and just moved back home. So I've been here for 3 weeks, and I want to bring that sense of community here. The big thing is about giving back to the community. So we'll be partnering with like a nonprofit and volunteering at least one day out of the season. And so it's basically to build a sense of community and have fun. There is the Gay Bowl, which a team will travel for every year. This year we're not doing that just to build the league. But next year we're hoping to get enough interest to have that team, and it'll be in New York City, so that'll be awesome. So if you go to mngffl.com, or if you go to Facebook and find Minnesota Gay Flag Football League, we have a group there that you can join as well, and we post in there regularly.
DJ Leaf, I am playing here all night until close, and it's a kickoff of Pride today, and it's super busy, and it's only a little after 6, so it's going to be exciting.
We're talking, it's kind of like marathon DJ season for DJs right now.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I'm playing a literal marathon 26 and a half hours between today and Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah, and you play a bunch of other spots around town. Where can people find you?
They usually find me here on Saturday nights and at the Saloon on Friday nights. My pride schedule's here on Thursday tonight. Tomorrow at the saloon from 5 to close, and then back here at Lush on Saturday, 7 to close. Online, I'm at DJ Leaf Music. So either at Instagram or Mixcloud, DJ LEIF Music. Happy Pride.
JT, Hump Day Bowlers. We're a nonprofit LGBTQIA league. We bowl on Wednesday nights, Hump Day. And it's so much fun. We've been around for 15 plus years and we just moved to Concord Lanes. I don't know. I've heard a lot of stories about how people join the league because they need some sort of community and they're just like going through a hard time and then they are in this league and they just feel better. Like they feel loved. And it's a fun league. You don't have to be good at bowling to bowl with Hump Day, you know.
It's not a super competitive thing, right?
Well, it's competitive, but the scores are kind of even. Like, you get a handy, it's called a handicap score. And it's just, it makes it more fun because there's, like, the people who get all into it, you know.
But it's like anything, yeah.
Right, exactly. But in the end, like, it's just about having a good time and meeting people. So, humpdaybowlers.com.
Liz.
And who are you with?
Mint Orthodontics.
So Mint Orthodontics is one of the only non-sports themed exhibitors at the event today. But we were talking before we started recording here, and they kind of are sports oriented sort of in a way.
Well, we try to be. Today we're offering mouth guards for all of those athletes out there. And Dr. Stewart is an athlete himself, so he likes to be a part of any athletic community. Mouth guards can be for everyone. And of course, as an orthodontic practice, we offer any type of orthodontic treatment. So Invisalign, braces, anything that really helps your oral health. Well, today we're super happy to be out here just supporting the community. And we're offering free mouth guards to the first 25 people who sign up. And then 50% off mouth guards for everyone else after that.
Which is a big deal because these custom molded mouth guards, they usually cost a few bucks.
That's right. It can be pretty expensive, and the ones that you get in the store are just totally subpar. It's not protecting your teeth the way you want it to. So going to a health professional to get them really helps your teeth.
Seems like it's worth it to have them professionally made.
We think so.
Cool. And where can people find out more about Mint Orthodontics online?
Anyone go at mintortho.com. Happy Pride.
Reed Lifka. I'm with Outwoods. Outwoods is an outdoor group. We do all sorts of activities outside, from biking, hiking, camping. The winter we ski, we do snowshoeing, and it's basically a group that the members decide what they want to do. We're on Meetup. You sign up there, you get an email, and if you decide to do an activity, you can put it out to the group. People can come do it. So we've got all sorts of different groups. In fact, there have been people who've done, you know, Philharmonic, go to the Philharmonic, or go visit an art museum. Not really outdoors, but gets people together. It's gay and lesbian, and it's just a good way of meeting people without having any pressure of drinking or anything, and it's just a lot of good activities. Well, the best place is Meetup, and once you go there, you'll see Outwoods as the place. So meetup.com and Outwoods, and that's the best place. Sign up there, and once you sign up, you'll start getting emails of the different activities we do. Thank you. Happy Pride.
Gene Zimmerman from the Red Ribbon Ride.
Yeah, so most people are familiar with the Red Ribbon Ride at this point, but for people who aren't familiar with it, what can you tell me about the Red Ribbon Ride?
Well, this year we are going to do a 3-day, about 200-mile ride to raise funds for 5 area HIV and AIDS organizations, and it's the smaller organizations that are still with us for the ride. So the need is great, maybe even greater. It's we call ourselves the Traveling Bubble of Love. It's a really great community of riders who really truly believe in giving back and doing something for our community.
Yeah, you know, we've talked to Chris Briggs from Clare Housing recently, and he talks about how detection rates are down, but that doesn't mean in any way that there isn't a lot more work to do.
Well, I think the focus for the Red Ribbon Ride now is on education more than it is about fundraising. It's fundraising and education. And we really do, when I was interviewed last year about how we could change the ride, I said the education part and the community partnership part always has to be there. Otherwise, I don't think there would be a ride. So
the ride is a great way of building that awareness and creating that avenue for communication and educational community.
Correct. Exactly. We will have some people walking in the parade, and of course, we're still looking for riders. If you don't think you can do the fundraising, it's only about a month away, a little under a month away. You can always crew, so we're still looking for riders and crew. We'll be visible in the park, and we'll also be visible at Lavender events like this and also in the parade to pique people's interest and keep the movement rolling forward. So
there's actually one more thing that's probably important to consider, is that there are a lot of people who maybe could get involved, but you know, you don't have to be a bicycle rider to be involved. There are a lot of other ways for people to be involved, even if they don't ride a bicycle.
Correct. Through crew, or if you don't ride a bicycle, we could get you to want to ride a bicycle. A lot of people do the ride as a way to keep fit or to improve their fitness. That was how I got involved with it about 12 years ago. And training has already started, and training will continue. And there are long mileage in the training rides, and then there's some shorter mileage rides to train with as well. So if you've always wanted to kind of challenge yourself to physical fitness, you could do the ride. Even still, we'll get you there. There are different mileages that you can choose from this year. One short one on the first day is 50, and the short one on the second day is 45. So that's 95 miles over the course of the weekend only. But certainly crew, we're always looking for crew to do things in pit stops, to help on the road with the riders, keeping them safe, to work at camp selling the wearables and stuff. So there's always some sort of room for anyone who wants to be involved.
If you've always wanted to challenge yourself to ride a bike, they don't just put you on a bike and say good luck. There are people there to support you every step of the way.
Absolutely. They're awesome training ride leaders, we call them, who will be supportive. No rider's ever left behind. There are different levels of capability, so there will always be someone in the back riding with the new riders. So, well, you can go to www.redribbonride.org, and it's a really nicely designed, user-friendly website that will have buttons to donate, to get involved, to find out more about it. There's training tips on that website. There's a bunch of informational stuff. Our website has really come along in the whole process of me being involved in this. So again, www.redribbonride.org will get you the information.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with everything, and I'm sure we'll see you around.
Okay, thank you.
And happy Pride.
Oh, happy Pride too, yes.
TC Pride Podcast, we are on location at Lush for the 2018 Pride edition of Score Thursday, and I am here with
Barry Levitt, sales director at Lavender Magazine.
Yeah, and for people that aren't familiar with this event, tell me about the event that's going on tonight.
Well, actually, this is the first time that we've done one of this magnitude for Pride. It's the first time that we've brought together all five major professional sports teams, the University of Minnesota Athletics Department, and all the GLBT leagues under one roof to celebrate sports and Pride. So people can have cocktails, some complimentary appetizers, register to win prizes, get some giveaways from the different professional teams, and find out about buying tickets, including some of the Pride nights that the teams are doing.
Yeah, so of course we're here to celebrate diversity and inclusion in the sports field today, but this is also kind of an unofficial celebration for something else today.
Yes, it is actually my 500th issue working for Lavender Magazine, so it's I'm still only 29.
Yeah, exactly. And you were telling, we were talking a little before we started recording here, back when you started with Lavender, it was a completely different world. There was no social media. Things were pretty different back then.
Different back then and different from a sports perspective. You know, back then, we did the very first Pride Night. We called it Out in the Stands back in 2001. And in those days, you know, people wrote into the newspaper, and when they there was an article about us doing this this event, and there were some nasty comments sent to the newspaper because they couldn't post them on social media in those days. And we did the event, and I can remember talking with a representative of the Twins, and actually ESPN, their Outside the Lines show, came into town as part of this. But after it was all over, I talked to my Twins representative, and I said, sorry for all the hassle. And he said, well, it is what it is, and now you fast forward to here we are in 2018, and for the very first time, all five of the major professional sports teams are here under one roof, along with the University of Minnesota and all the GLBT sports leagues. So it's quite, we've come quite a ways, and it's really great to see. I said today, as part of being my 500th issue, I said to some people that it has been a a window into, I've had a front seat window to see the changes in our community, both good and some not so good, but it's mostly good, and this is one of the good things.
And what else would you like people to know about what Lavender is up to, maybe not just over Pride, but throughout the year?
Well, we do our first Thursdays event, which is a fun happy hour event. The entire community is welcome. People that are not part of the community, that are just allies, also come to the event. It's a happy hour event that goes from 5:30 to 8. We're at different locations throughout the Twin Cities. There's drink specials, samples of featured cocktails, complimentary appetizers, and people just have a good time. You know, we did our Pride first Thursday at Psycho Susie's, so that gives you an idea of some of the places that we like to go to, and we had 514 people check in, so it was quite a crowd, and people had a great time, and today the weather is great, and I think we're closing in on 400 people that are here already, so it's a fun way to kick off Pride weekend, and then, you know, go from there and to the other Pride events, go to the festival, go to the parade, and all those things that'll be going on throughout the weekend.
And of course, Lavender Magazine is a great way for local businesses to reach the LGBTQ community and to get the word out about the services that they provide.
Yeah, you know, obviously from a give my pitch, Lavender is a great way to reach the community. And there's, you know, I like to tell clients, it's kind of like putting a recipe together. It's not all this or all that. So for people that like social media, continue to do some social media. We have some ways to reach out. There's event sponsorships that you can do with us. You can do print, you can do online, you can do video, you know, but, you know, whether it's also doing podcast with you, there's a variety of different ways for people to get the word out. We're one of those ways. I think we're a prominent way in the community, and certainly if there are people out there that are looking for ways to reach the community, you know, they can certainly, you know, contact us, and happy to talk to them.
Yeah. Where can people find you or find out about everything Lavender is up to?
Well, you can go to lavendermagazine.com. You can go on Facebook, search Lavender Magazine. You can call us at our office, 612-436-4660.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much. Congratulations on 500 issues. We're going to do this again. 500 issues down the road. We're going to do this again, all right?
500 issues from now, I better be retired. right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Pride.
Thanks. Same to you.
Carrie from North Memorial Health. So we've got these awesome rainbow slap bracelets. We also have a green screen photo booth with really fun props, so we can print your picture right on the spot. At North Memorial Health, we're on a mission to change healthcare. We want to empower people of all genders, sexual orientations, and cultural communities to really achieve their best health. We believe differences and diversity should be celebrated, not discriminated against, and that everyone should be treated with respect and empathy. And we're really excited to be a part of this really fun community event and have some fun with what we're doing here.
Surly Bird from the Minnesota Roller Girls.
And Meshuggah, also of the Minnesota Roller Girls.
The Minnesota Roller Girls is a roller derby team in St. Paul, Minnesota. We have four home teams that play each other, as well as an all-star team that travels around the world to play other cities' teams. And we are currently ranked 18th in the world.
And derby has had a presence in the Twin Cities for some time now.
We have. We're starting our 15th season in October, and we are also one of the original roller derby leagues from when the roller derby renaissance, if you will, started in the early 2000s.
Right now we have a major Jenga game going on, as well as just chatting with everybody and talking about how cool roller derby is. And we are super, we love Pride, and we're super inclusive environment. So women and female identifying people can play at the national level or international level, but for us, basically, if you identify as female, you can come play with us. And we also partner with our Minnesota men's roller derby team, who allow all genders to join them as well.
Yeah, and I think most people are familiar, at least on a basic level, with derby, but what can you tell people kind of the elevator pitch version of derby?
Derby is an exciting sport because it is full contact. Also, it's offense and defense at the same time. Each team has a jammer that scores points by passing each opposing player. So your job as the blockers, so everyone but the jammers, are trying to help their own jammer through to get more points and stop the other team. So it's a lot going on. It's some nuance, but you can also pick it up pretty easily just from starting to watch and learning the rules even as a beginner to it.
Yeah, and when is Derby season? Where can people find the schedule and find out everything about the organization online?
Our website is mnrollergirls.com, and our first game of the season is October 13th at the Roy Wilkins in St. Paul, Minnesota. What I really love about roller derby is it allows for women to have a full contact sport as adults. There aren't a lot of opportunities, which is why we love Score Thursday so much, is it allows us to kind of explore other adult-related activities. As we grow older, there's less and less opportunities out there. But the Minnesota Roller Girls, as well as all roller derby, allows for women to really have that full contact opportunity as grown-ups. So we teach everybody from just putting on your skates all the way up to superstar athletes who, you know, travel around the world and get lots of accolades. So the whole spectrum can join and have a great time.
Also, we really love being part of the Twin Cities community throughout our coming into 15 seasons. We have contributed not only volunteer hours, but tens of thousands of dollars to local communities. So we really love the charitable aspect and connecting with everyone from our own skaters and the community here and kids, and we just again, like Birdie said, we just try to be as inclusive as possible, and just really love being a part of the scene here, and we're really privileged and excited to continue to play this wonderful sport.
Yeah, and you said there are women from all walks of life, people of all identities that participate in Derby. I imagine people come to Derby for their own reasons and enjoy it for their own reasons. Why, personally, like why do you love Derby so much? Obviously, you've been involved for some time now.
Yeah, this is starting my 7th season, and I started roller derby because my cousin played, and roller skating was really the only athletic activity I ever enjoyed as a child. I didn't like to sweat or do anything, but now as I've been progressing through, I've attempted so many other cool activities since I've gained so much confidence and excitement about, you know, like I said, being a grown-up, you don't have a lot of exciting opportunities to try new things, and this is one of those that has really inspired me. Also, Minnesota Roller Girls, we run our own business, and so the business aspects for everything from marketing to finances to doing your taxes to running the program and making contracts and all kinds of things, those are all run by volunteers who are us. So all of those things are encompassed in why I love this sport so much.
And I was going to say confidence as well, just kind of being able to go out and be fierce in a world that doesn't always have women's sports coming first. We get to really prove ourselves, but do so on our terms. Like Bird said, we run the league, we control all aspects of it. So it's really empowering to serve as a stronghold for women just like us and different from us, as well as young girls as well, to teach them that being a woman in a contact sport is awesome and okay, and you can be, you know, feminine or as feminine as you want, but just be tough mentally, physically, emotionally, and just have opportunities to grow in all sorts of aspects of being a part of this league. Our website for the Minnesota Roller Girls is mnrollergirls.com. Again, we play in the Roy Wilkins Auditorium in downtown St. Paul. We still have season tickets available as well. You can find all that information on our website. So if you want to watch and learn or find out more, basically you can find out all the pertinent details there. But we're just excited to still be skating and kicking ass in this beautiful Twin Cities community.
Dreidel Robber. I am a player for the Minnesota Roller Girls.
So we were just talking to a couple other players from the Minnesota Roller Girls, and they told me I should talk to you about some stuff that's going on with the youth leagues in town.
Yeah, well, we have two youth leagues here. We have Twin Cities Junior Roller Derby, and we have Nerdy, which is Northeast Roller Derby Youth. And there are two established leagues we have here, and they're like really fun leagues. If you want to send your kids somewhere where they can participate in roller derby, participate in the community and get that experience, that's the place to go. Currently, they're having some problems with space.
And this has been ongoing for a little while.
Yeah, it's been over a year now, unfortunately. I've sat in on a couple of meetings, and they've really been trying to find space in all kinds of areas, and I don't know. But within Minnesota Roller Girls, we are developing a competitive program. So if there are kids out there who don't just want to have fun and learn the sport, but they want to get really involved and get like really competitive and play other teams nationally, even internationally, we're building that space for them to compete, to let that nature out. And we're actually working with the other two leagues right now. We're establishing kind of an umbrella project where we can help them with what skills these kids need to learn, like where they need to be at, what stages they need to hit. And hopefully it'll kind of feed into the competitive program if the kids desire that.
I know derby in general is a very inclusive space for kids to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. We're part of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. And within that, it's not necessarily just women. You can be non-binary. You don't have to associate with anything. You can be neutral. Within there's the Men's Roller Derby Association, and you can identify any which way and still participate in that. And so it's super inclusive to everyone. It doesn't matter if you have experience in athletics. Like, I never played a sport growing up. I never worked out. And they'll just take you, wherever you're at, how you want to express yourself. You can do whatever you like, and you're welcomed. It's just great.
Yeah. And if people want to help in any way with the junior leagues and getting those programs off the ground and helping find a space for those teams, where would you tell people to go?
Well, I would tell you to contact David from Twin Cities Junior Roller Derby. He is the point guy there. And if you know of a space that is okay with insuring kids, that is what we need right now for these kids. We're having a really hard time finding places that are okay with insuring kids.
And there are a couple of deal breakers. There are a couple of things that are sort of musts for the space, right?
Yeah, it needs to fit a regulation track. And I don't have the specs offhand.
And it's stuff that people might not necessarily think about. Like, there can't be pillars. The space needs to be open, that kind of
thing. Totally, totally. Yeah, it does need to be an open space. There needs to be a certain amount of space outside of the track so people aren't just crashing into walls, because that's super dangerous. Yep. Well, if you can go to mnrollergirls.com, find out about Minnesota Roller Derby there. The Minnesota Men's Roller Derby, you can find out there. And, Twin Cities Junior Roller Derby, Nerdy, it's all there.
Thanks so much for your time. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Matt Hawkins and Dennis Cunningham.
And Matt, I understand you've been involved with some social justice work, maybe a campaign or two people might be familiar with.
Yeah, the No Hate Campaign, Human Rights Campaign, and the Twin Cities Good Time Softball League.
Well, one of the great things about the league, it is for everyone, and we all have fun, and it's all about embracing everyone, straight, gay, everybody from every community. So that's really the great thing about it.
And I understand this is a big year for you. This is a big celebratory year for you as well?
Yeah, this is my first year being at Pride and being married, officially married. So it's awesome.
He did leave out a pretty big accomplishment. Last year, we went to the World Series for NAGA, which is the North American Gay Athletics Association. We traveled to Portland, and we actually were the World Series championships for the C competitive division.
God, no big deal, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things, Then we drop the mic, Yeah.
And then walk away, exactly. So how's the vibe here for people that couldn't make it to the event tonight? What's the energy like here tonight?
The energy's great. It's very colorful, pride spirits in the air, so much diversity, so much support. I mean, there's so many great professional amateur leagues that are here from a sports organization that are just lending their time and really just showing everybody here that everybody's welcome and having a great time and spreading awareness about, their own campaigns as well.
And really letting people know, like Matt said, that everybody is welcome and everybody's welcome in every type of situation. We welcome everybody. We want everybody to be a great community.
Well, thanks so much for your time, both of you. Let's get back to the event. Enjoy the rest of the night. Happy Pride.
Absolutely. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of the Non-Pod, Nonprofit Podcast Community, and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.com.
nonpod.org. Because we're in this together. Nonpod turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal,
more intimate,
on-demand listening experience. Your podcast.
Your story.
Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at nonpod.com.